This is Elton Jim Toronto, if you don't know, and you probably do know. Because
I hope you do.
Yeah, I know. He's a regular here for a long time.
Sort of.
How long on WGN have you been? Have we been hearing your voice?
Yeah, on WGN. Well, Gary Meyer and I started here in 2009.
Who? Never mind.
2009, and we went to 2014, and I've been filling in on and off since then, periodically. And, of course, I'm on periodically with Dean. Dean Richards has been very generous and very supportive, and he's invited me on his show many times, and I fill in for him when he's on vacation.
You know, Dean is very good, seriously, at recognizing talent, and you are an extremely talented guy.
Why, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Are your bosses listening?
I don't know. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, we actually go back like 30. I mean, I
know we were talking
every story
about this.
I tell is nowadays, every story I tell is 30 years ago.
You feel like a grandpa.
Yeah, I'm talking about high school. It's 30 years ago. I'm talking about this. 30 years ago, I was a managing editor for North Shore Magazine up at the North Shore.
So did I work for you?
And well, you were a freelance writer.
Yeah.
And you wrote stories. And I wasn't there very long, maybe about 7 or 8 months, but I do remember your byline. And you don't even remember this. I remember this because I talked about you. But we actually went to dinner.
Yeah,
we went to
you and I.
You should see. Yeah, well, it was a group, but I guess you see the blank stare on his face right now. No memories.
I did.
At least I got your check to you on time.
So. I mostly have a blank stare. So you are not known as Jim Toronto. You're known as Elton Jim Toronto.
Well, I was.
How many shows?
Well, right now it was sitting at 197.
You've been to nearly 200.
Over now. But it was sitting at 197 for like 2 years because of COVID.
Right.
But now I've gone to several shows because Elton has resumed his tour. And so now I'm sitting at 205.
So why Elton John? Why not Lena Horne?
Wow. There's one. Why not Lucy Arnaz? No. Because
Lena Horne has passed away, for one thing. But why Elton John?
Well, I mean, first of all, I grew up in the 70s. And even though, I became an Elton fan when I was 9. So I was a little younger, on the younger end, because I've always loved music. But if you were alive in the 70s, especially from 1972 through 1976, it was impossible not to be inundated with Elton John and Elton John's music.
Or the Bee Gees.
Well, the Bee Gees were a little later. That was like 1978. That was disco. But from 72 to 76, that was Elton's sweet spot. That was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. That was Captain Fantastic. That was Crocodile Rock. That was Rocket Man. And his music was on the radio, especially here in Chicago. There were times when I would hit the dial and there was an Elton John song on every station. So it was impossible not to to be just aware of Elton John. And then at that time, he had the costumes. He was so popular. So, I mean, visually, he was kind of neat to look at. Musically, you heard the music. He was the number one guy at the time. I mean, he had the first album ever to enter the Billboard charts at number one. The Beatles never did it. Elvis never did it. Sinatra never did it. Elton was the first one to ever do that in 1975. So it started then, and I am someone, when I like something, I just don't put my toe in the water. I get completely immersed. And so,
I'd say so. 200 plus concerts?
What's nice, what's been really fun about it is that it has gotten me off the couch. I know you travel quite a bit for your job and personally.
Yes.
I love traveling, and this has gotten me out. I have met so many people around the country and around the world who are Elton John fans.
So you've seen shows in other countries?
Oh, yes. I've gone to London. I've been to Prague.
Really?
Yeah. And I've been all throughout the United States.
And he recognizes you at this
point. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And now, especially on this farewell tour, he's been pointing people out that he sees. Because this is, supposedly his farewell tour. And there are a lot of people like me. Now, I don't think so. Well, there are, believe me. There's some that have actually seen more than 205 shows.
Really?
But he has been pointing people out and saying, thank you for all your loyalty. But he has said called out me by name from the stage, which is pretty cool. Right here at the United Center.
Do you have a recording of
that? Oh, yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
What did he say exactly?
Well, my 198th show, I had a sign that said, show number 198, Jim Toronto. And he said, there's a guy here in the front who, Jim Toronto, I see him everywhere. He's everywhere. And he's been to 198 shows, and thank you. And then the coolest thing, and then I went to Detroit about a week later for my 200th show, and he called me out for that. But the coolest thing really was in 2018, I was at Madison Square Garden, and he dedicated a song to me.
What song was it?
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which if he dedicates a song.
That doesn't sound like.
But that's his dedication song at every show.
That's not a happy song.
No, it's not a happy. It's actually one of my favorite songs of his. So it worked out nice. But I was in complete shock, and he said, and I've got that on tape too. And he says,
"What did he say?"
He said, "You know, there's a guy here tonight, and I see him everywhere. He's from Chicago, and I've never dedicated a song to him, but I'm going to do it tonight. This one's for you, baby. This is for Jim Tirano." And
oh,
I
nice.
Just was like,
"Have you ever actually met him?"
Yes, I actually met him 4 times. First time was about 29 years ago. Told you every story I tell, it's 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Met him backstage in Boston, and I've met him 3 other times. The last time was about 20 years ago, but he certainly does recognize me from the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very cool.
All right, we want to talk about what Jim Tirano is doing right now himself on a stage. You want to meet Jim Tirano? I bet he'll meet you after his show.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I love meeting people in the lobby after the show.
Even me?
Well, I said people.
Maybe some people.
Yeah, some people.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about what show we are talking about when we come back on... on?
Oh, WGN, 720 AM.
You see? He's good. The number one Elton John fan, or at least one of them. And you
there
were
is no
me,
such thing. Let me just say that.
I know. I don't want to get you in trouble with the Elton John people.
Oh, but just believe me.
You would.
Yeah.
But you know, I had no idea. You were telling me at the break you wrote some of the programs. So if you go see Elton John... It's possible.
Well, in the past, you may have one in your collection if you've gone to see Elton in the past.
Who doesn't have a collection?
I've written 8 of his programs. One of them, a lot of people here may have been to. I wrote the one that was on sale at the Billy Joel Elton John concert at Wrigley Field about 10 years ago. So a lot of people might have that one.
We heard part of that as we walked our dog
yeah, right.
Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So someone texted us here, lots of nice texts, but one text in particular, some images of you. You see Elton John on stage.
Oh, right at the lip of the stage?
Yeah. Said, oh, that's me in the corner.
Yeah.
So we could also see you on stage soon in a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? You're an actor.
Yes. I've been acting now for about 20 years, and I've enjoyed it.
What's the favorite show you've done so far?
Well, I think this one is going to wind up being it. I can already tell. We're still in rehearsals. I came from rehearsal this afternoon, right, to your show.
But up till now?
Up to now, I would probably have to say there's probably 2 or 3. I've done, I was Antonio Salieri in Amadeus, the role that F. Murray Abraham.
That's not easy.
No, that's not easy. That's about a 3-hour show. I've done Glengarry Glen Ross.
That's even harder.
Yeah, with David Mamet playing Ricky Roma, which is the...
You were on stage with David Mamet?
No, that was a David Mamet play.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, no, but, yes. But that was the role that Joe Mantegna
yes.
won a Tony for, and,
yes.
and Al Pacino plays in the film.
You're not picking easy ones here.
No, and then
see,
I did...
I would have thought of you as doing light comedy.
Oh, I've done those, too. I just got finished on the South Side of the Beverly Theater Guild. We did The Sting.
There you go.
And I was Henry Gondorf, the Paul Newman role.
So I can see that.
Yeah.
But the role you're playing now is like you're playing the role that in the movie Richard Burton played.
Yes, this is Edward Albee's, one of the great American plays of all time. And it's at the Invictus Theater, which is at 1106 Thorndale. It's a storefront theater. They've done some excellent work. Their last play was just Jeff Committee nominate or recommended, so
which is like the Tony Awards.
Yeah, like
Chicago.
The Tony Awards of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I've always wanted to play George. George is the role in
why
Who's
this role?
Afraid
why
of Virginia.
Did you always want to play this role?
Well, I love the movie Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, George Segal, and Sandy Dennis. All 4 of those actors got nominated for Academy Awards, and Mike Nichols directed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always loved the film. I saw the production that Steppenwolf did several years ago with Tracy Letts.
Oh, okay.
And Amy Morton and Carrie Coon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Tracy Letts actually met Carrie Coon and they got married. So I've always loved this play. It is a bear of a play. My character is it's a 3-hour play and my character is almost on the whole time.
So what are you drinking on stage?
Well, we haven't figured that out yet, but
really?
It can't be real alcohol because I'd never make it. but you know, to your point, there's so much drinking in this play that we're having to track are glasses. Like, well, now well, make sure, because they have to go to the bar and make a new drink. And where's your glass for this? And if you don't know what it's about, it's kind of an interesting title. But it's about two couples that get together and they have a drunken 2 o'clock in the morning to about 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning party get together. And there is laughter. There's dark comedy. There's a lot of tension. There's pretty much every emotion that you can feel and expect is in this play. And so it's a challenge for the actors on stage. And it's also an invigorating and challenging play for the audience, because it's so well written. And so that's really our job, the actors, to make sure that we make sure that you hear this writing, because it is so well written. And as I said,
no ad-libbing here.
No ad-libbing, not at all. And I do want to mention that the director is Charles Askenizer, and my castmates are fantastic, Andrea Upling and Keenan Odenkirk and Rachel Livingston, and we are really having to live this play, and I'm getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning every day to just learn. I mean,
the book?
The script is so thick.
Yeah.
But I'm just so excited. It's about 15 years ago, a theater person asked me, what are your dream roles? And I wrote this email and I put them down, and I still kept that email. And when I got this part, I looked, and sure enough, George from Virginia Woolf was on there, and so was Salieri, and so was Ricky Roma. So I've actually been able to play many of my dream roles.
So we only have a minute here. Whoever did the casting, why do you think they chose you? What is it that you think you have that made that you got this role?
I think that I am a little sarcastic, and I do enjoy sparring with people, and that's what George is. He's very sarcastic and a little erudite, but he gets his message across, and so I think that I have a few of those aspects, and I'm certainly trying to find more of them and bring George to life. So I hope you'll come out to see it, and you can get tickets. We open on May 16th, preview start on May 12th, and you can get the tickets at Invictus, Invictus Theater with an R-E, theaterco.com, May 12th. Previews, May 16th, opening night.
And that's at 1106 Thorndale, which is up in...
Yeah, it's around Broadway and Hollywood, right around that area on the north side.
Yeah, very good. Good luck with the show.
Thank you, Steve. I hope I was able to, I know you had Dr. Fauci on. So I hope
this is an amazing show. And Jim Elton Jim Toronto on.
Well, you
the
had
show.
A lot of Italians on today.
All right. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Timing is good because we can promote this show at the Invictus Theater.
And whenever there's a live mic, I'm like a moth to a flame. So.
Yeah, you do. And you are one talented dude.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Good luck with the show.